When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Caroline said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm really in a little bit of a pickle here, hoping you can help. I work with my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Got in the position a year after her. My boss recently pulled me into her office and told me she thinks I would be better at the job than my friend is. It would be a promotion for me, and I would get a huge raise. My friend would be offered a lower position and a pay cut with the same company, or she could leave.
Oh.
This is my best friend. I'm 33. We've been friends since college. I am dying to move up in the company, but don't know if I can actually take this job from her. Do I take the job? Can I give her a heads up so she knows what's coming? I really don't know what the right thing to do here is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I feel for her because, yeah, you know, and on one hand, you want to move up in the company, but not at the expense of your friend.
Exactly. It sounds like her, you know, friend would be like collateral damage in a really bad way. I mean, it's not just, you know, her friend getting passed up for it.
It's
her friend getting a pay cut and or like losing the job altogether.
Yeah, basically she's going to be in the position her friend is now. And oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I
What do you do?
Have you ever known that having that information, first of all, is tough anyways.
Yes.
I mean, that's not a great position to be in. And I can't necessarily fault the manager or the boss, because if he's offering her a promotion, she's probably naturally going to ask, well, isn't that, you know, so-and-so's job? And he'd be like, well, yes, you know.
Well, the boss's concern is the good of the company and who's best for the position.
Right, exactly.
And probably has no idea of the deep background of their friendship.
I mean, maybe he does, depending on how big or she does.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, depending on how big the company is, you know, that could definitely be a thing. But, oh, man.
Yeah, she doesn't reference how big the company is. But I mean, just really doesn't matter because of just how it's going to directly affect her friend.
Part of me's wanting to say, hey, you just go ahead and find another job. But I think
that's not easy too.
I think the friend would be collateral damage anyways.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if it's you or someone else. It sounds like your friend is already not the person for the job.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So it sounds like she's going to be replaced regardless if it's with her.
If it's you or someone else.
Yeah.
So do you want someone else to be, have the position that you would want?
I don't know. And as far as like giving her a heads up,
I think we've had this issue too, coming up.
You have knowledge that like your friend is either, you know, getting fired at work. And we've been in that position before.
Well, Caroline, it sounds like Kelly and I have absolutely no clue.
Zero help. Zero.
So this is the part of the group therapy that needs to rely on you. All right. So let us know, especially if you've been in this situation yourself, how you handled it. 502-795-1997. Take your stories, your calls, and suggestions on the way next. These situations are always kind of difficult to navigate. It's group therapy, and Caroline has been offered a promotion at her work. However, the person who's currently occupying that position is her best friend. And the collateral damage would be her best friend either gets a demotion or loses her job if she accepts. And so
yeah,
she's
pay
like,
cut or losing the job.
Yeah,
that's not good.
Yeah, so she's like, what do I do?
And do I give her a heads up?
Yeah, exactly. So
a couple parts to that. It's just like a lose-lose situation as far as the friendship is concerned. Now, if she takes a job, she's getting a big boost. Big raise,
yep,
and she
yep.
loves the job and wants to move up in the company, but yeah, at what expense?
Now, Sydney, something similar happened to you.
So I've had a similar situation
to something like what Caroline's going through.
Okay.
Except it wasn't explained to me that it would be a replacement. I was told I would be working in tandem with my friend. Yeah. So I accepted and, like, didn't say anything because I was asked not to. And then they asked him to step down out of his position. And it caused a rift between us for a couple months, but we ended up getting over it. But it was a very awkward position to be put in. I guess in hindsight, like, I feel like I probably should have said something, you know, so then he would have known. I really genuinely didn't know they were going to replace him.
Right.
But in this case, it's a little different. So.
Yeah. Do you think she plays dumb and says, I didn't know. I thought we were going to work in tandem.
I mean, it's not a bad tactic, but at the same time, I'm kind of an honesty is the best policy kind of person.
Yeah,
so
right.
I would just approach her and say, listen, like, this was brought to me, you know, like, I want to let you know because I love you and care about you dearly, but, like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah. Sydney, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, though, if you go to her and you say, hey, heads up, this is what's happening, and what if your best friend says, no, don't take the job?
Yeah, I mean, that could happen. Heather, though, says she absolutely takes a job. I understand it's a bad situation to be in, but at the end of the day, you have to do what's best for yourself and for your life and your family, and if she truly is your best friend, she's going to encourage you and want you to be better and do better.
But now at her we get expense? What's so tough.
But we get another text. Money means nothing compared to friendship. If you're best friends, tell her the situation.
Yeah, and I keep going back to the company's not happy with her best friend.
Right.
And so her best friend, so either she takes the promotion now or she tells her company, no, I'm not ready for this promotion yet, maybe in a year, and they hire someone else to take her friend's position, and then she just, like, twiddles her thumb and hopes that this new person doesn't work out, and she is there in line to be not the rebound, but the person after the rebound. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But that's such a stretch. Like, you have no idea if that's going to happen. So I almost want to tell her to take the job.
Oh, boy. That's really, really tough. But then, well, here's the other thing. Did the boss say, don't say anything?
Mm.
She didn't really include that part.
Yeah, if the boss,
the boss is not wanting you to discuss that kind of stuff with anybody else.
Right. I mean, yeah, usually that is between a boss and an employee and not for the employee to start going around and telling other employees unless otherwise, you know, said.
Well, Brittany says, has a promotion really been given to you? You said the boss told you they think you'd be better for the job. Well, I'd make sure it's yours before you tell her.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, maybe you just need to go through the interview process and see where it takes you, because you never know. Your boss could say, maybe it's not your boss's position to hire. It's just your boss's position to recommend. And so it's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to put you in front of the board or whatever, and hopefully, you know, this position could be yours.
Well, and then I guess depending on your rapport relationship with your boss, do you kind of go back and just be like, hey, I'm really, you know, flattered you're considering me for this position, but here's the situation. We've got this long history of being best friends for like ever, and I'm concerned about that. Is that appropriate to be able to open up and bring your boss into that struggle that you're having, or do you try to leave that as?
I mean,
off
you
the table?
You could pry. I mean, you could, but the boss may not care. Like, you know, well, you know, your friend is.
She'll be like, figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, figure it out and let me know. You know what you want to do. So that's really tough. I think you take the job, but that's just mine. But there are a lot of people who are chiming in on Facebook too. So. You can always get through on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
Gosh, Caroline, there are so many people on both sides of this.
I know. I know. I wish we had a definitive, like, cut and dry, yes, this is definitely what you should do, but it's...
Yeah, but only Caroline has the details of what the work situation is, the history with the company, their friendship, and, and how it's going to play out.
I'd love to sit there and
tell her how to live her life and give her the answer to run with, but yeah, I don't know.
Yep. Yeah. So anyways, a lot of suggestions, a lot of ways to go with it. Caroline, keep us posted. Hopefully this helps. That is group therapy.